hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Can I find a single piece of me? Game over.
Hey, what's poppin', my country people?
What's good?
Yo, you already know what it is. Your girl Lala.
And your boy Yera.
On the Hangover Show, baby. If this is your first time listening to it, this is the show that basically breaks down the brick of the bowel culture as we have it in Zimbabwe and in our social scene. So we welcome you to some juicy something because it's hectic in these social streets, yo.
Let's get it.
Yeah. So stay tuned for interesting topics. And right now we're going into withdrawals.
Yeah.
Yo.
You enjoy doing that, don't you?
You have no idea. Like, I flourish. It's wow, it's amazing. You don't even know.
Whatever, man.
Yo. So, what did you do? What was the weekend like? What did you do?
Same vibe. Chilled. Like, I feel like this whole, like, getting turned, getting lit, I'm getting kind of too worn out for that shit.
Yeah.
I only managed to go out on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Chill the vibe, listen to some deep house. Mm-hmm.
What's deep house? Just give me like an example of a song.
There are different sides to deep house. There's like, you know, the South African deep house.
Mm-hmm.
That music, like when you're like super, super high. Mm-hmm. Hits the soul.
Yeah,
that's the type I'm talking about. Okay. Not the one of Swedish House Mafia. No. That's a different version of deep house, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I do?
Shoo. I was actually with my girl. I was at a sleepover. I was at Tammy.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool. It had been a minute, and I was networking as well.
That's dope.
I was networking as well. Where did we go? Did we go anyway? I was pretty lit most of it, so I'm trying to remember. But we did manage to go to Gym Jam. We chilled there on Sunday.
Okay.
No, it was Saturday. Chilled there on Saturday. That was pretty cool.
You guys were lit?
We were lit. You know me. I stay hydrated. But I... Wait, what? You don't know. Let me give you some woke tea. Sankai closed, baby.
Wait, what you mean? Like, as in the past weekend, Sankai was closed?
I passed through there this past weekend, Sankai was closed.
Is it like closed for good or what's happening?
Well, from the source that, you know, the person who we're with and the source who is pretty close to, you know, these things.
Yeah.
Was like they went broke in terms of, I think, liquor. Because apparently already they were selling only two types of beers.
But, I mean, what's up with Zimbabwean clubs and closing, opening and closing?
It's just like, showing that there's a gap.
But how there's did they go broke when we were seeing all these bills that were going
listen,
crazy? Like,
that's a people whole blowing like kind 10K, of conversation.
10K, like it's nothing.
Right. But like, listen, that's what's up. And for me, it just says a lot about what we need to work on, what's really going on. And yo, because it's crazy.
I think we need to get Janimbi to, you know, to explain himself what's happening.
Yeah, that's true. So wait,
Saga. How many clubs are still open?
That basically means there's only Pablo's. Basically. Club. Something we're going to talk about, actually. The difference between, you know, what a club is and whatever. But a nightclub, it's only Pablo. Lounges, Okay, what's Maestro?
Exactly. Wait. Maestro is the lounge. Maestro is the lounge. I feel like it's the lounge. It's got the lounge vibe. Definitely not a nightclub. Definitely not a nightclub.
But don't you think they're trying to make it into a nightclub? Or people...
Of course. Of course. I mean, I feel like we are confused. The nightlife here is confused. Like, we've turned pubs into nightclubs, into lounges. Like, people don't really know the difference anymore. Which is something... Like you said, we're going to talk about it later on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to definitely, that. Definitely. Okay, so we've got some events coming up.
Okay.
We have on the 30th of March.
Yeah.
Fiesta. We got hometown. 12th of the day till 11 p.m.
Yeah.
There's going to be Chucky, C-Skills, Fuji, Longton B, and DJ Nadia. Yeah. And then we also have this is like later on, but like you need to get ready for it, okay? So yeah, we have on the 1st of May, we have Fran, I don't know how to pronounce this. Pronounce it for me, right?
It's Francesca. That's the name of King 98's album.
Oh, so dope shit.
So yeah, that's his album launch. Just
okay,
check out
okay,
the
okay. So yeah, it's
crazy.
That's the release. It's going to be him. It's King 98. He's going to have DeVito on it. He's going to have Nasty C. He's going to have XQ. He's going to have Nadia Nakai. He's going to have Tammy. Shout out to you, girl. He's going to have Shasha. He's going to have Union 5.
Shout
I don't
out
know
to
who
Union
that,
5.
Who's that?
That's our boy representing. You know about the Empower 100 that Mr. Easy started. So Mr. Easy decided to sponsor 100 artists from Africa.
Okay.
That's him giving back to the community.
That's so dope. That's cool.
Union 5 is the only Zimbabwean who was part of the top 10.
So what, he's a DJ?
No, he's a hip-hop artist, trap.
Oh, yeah. Dope shit. Dope.
He's got like that ASAP vibe going on.
Okay, and there's also DJ Silence Bosch.
I don't know.
This is at Wingate Sports Club. Tickets available $10, advance ticket, and then $20 VIP.
US dollar. Make sure you make that disclaimer.
So are you saying they're actually not taking RTGS?
They're not. If it's RTGS, it's equivalent to that.
Ha. Okay, that's one of the
More events to look forward to. There's the online premiere of The Loot. That's happening on the 14th of March. A Nigel Ndlovu film. Nigel Ndlovu film. An Afri... Akon Media and Creative Motion Media Production. That's something that you could look forward
Wait,
to.
Wait, so it's a premiere?
Yeah, it's like okay. film.
All right, that's but, dope.
Yeah. Then there's also Midweek Party, hashtag Next Level. That's happening at Backlasia. I don't know where that is, but there is complimentary wine for the first 10 ladies.
Do they really ever give those? Because I'm always saying that, always wondering, do you really then give these ladies beer?
I should
beer?
Be asking you. Have you received any compliments?
Well, I never get anyway on time, so.
I guess you need to try this one out to find out. So the lineup is DJ Prince, Escosini, Kananjo, Poor House HD. Another event that's happening, but this is across the border. That's in Botswana. Sex Lounge. That's dope. So he's decided to go beyond borders. So hosted by I Am King. If you've been to any of his Sex Lounge, you would know that he's dope. He's dope. Featuring Silent. Oh, I hope I said it right. DJ Chiweda. DJ Easy.
Yeah, Chiweda.
Cedric the Entertainment. The venue is Waga Gardens in Botswana.
That's dope.
12 to...
If you can, go support the
6 p.m.
the locals.
Yeah.
Out there. Tickets
are going for 80 pula. So definitely something that you would want to consider going to if you're in Botswana. Also, the Jacaranda Music Festival. It's happening later on in the year. That's from the 4th to the 4th and 5th of October 2019. I went to the one that happened last year. The turnout wasn't so big because I think it was the first one, if I'm not mistaken, but the vibe was amazing.
That's dope.
Yeah. So that's Some of the events.
Forward to, yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely. There's a plan. There's always a plan. Always a plan. Stay tuned for the buzz. Nana, Uncle Impotent Stay is killing me with this one, man. Yo, guys, welcome to The Buzz. Yes, yes, yes. And today's topic is club etiquette. Ray, do you think there's such thing as club etiquette? What would you define as club etiquette?
I don't know how to fully put a meaning to it, but I just feel like it has a lot to do with how, you know, people conduct themselves, people carry themselves out in the club,
yeah,
like the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
I mean, in as much as it's part of the nightlife, I feel like sometimes people get carried away and they feel like you can just carry yourself in what way or whatever means that you can. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't know.
I think there is a certain way to act in the club. I mean, I definitely feel like, okay, not like, you know, thou shalt not type of thing, but like certain places just require certain respect and a certain attitude from you. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like that then creates the whole concept of etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, etiquette. And
but I feel like at times it can be tricky because some people like are uncontrollable when they're drunk.
Okay.
And people start losing their morals and they like, I don't know, like it's hard to really maintain that aspect when people are tipsy and drunk. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. But like
hey guys, what's up? It's the Queen Dre. I think that what happens with a lot of these things, it depends with your culture.
Okay.
Let's take, for instance, how... let's use very most common example of where most of the things that we're doing now, like, emanated.
Yeah.
And that's America.
Yeah,
they understand why certain things are there and what the person who made those things had in mind.
Yeah.
They understand the importance of Oscars and Grammys and what's the difference and what, you know, the after party means and why everybody has to dress up when they go there, which is different from here. Have you seen what people dress up like when they go to awards here? I remember an essay... There's a guy who's Nandi's husband.
Zex Bantwini
went to a red carpet event in jeans.
That
statement says, I don't know what I'm doing here, what I'm supposed to be doing, because it's not a culture that's embedded in us.
Some events
we don't understand.
Certain, like I said, respect and attitude from you.
And that's how you find, Kuti, you find a really nice dress, a cocktail dress, and somebody will buy it and wear it to church. And even in the street.
Wow, that is so... Listen, that is so true. That is so damn true.
Bye.
Thank you, Dre.
Yeah. That's our queen, Dre, with some words of little Baba wisdom. So, yeah. do you then automatically... So, are we both agreeing, Kuti? Club etiquette does then affect... how we party and the vibe that we create and the whole damn system.
Definitely.
And culture.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I feel like you can see how it varies from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
Like you find there's certain places they've got a strict dress code.
Yeah.
Like Maestro. Maestro will tell you, dude, you're not getting
Pablo's.
In. Feel me?
Pablo's. So Pablo's not as a random as your pencil dog.
Exactly. It's like even owns, you know, the gym owns.
Yeah.
Guys with the guns. They're trying to wear these tank tops in the club. Like, dude, this is not a beach party. This is a club, dog, you know?
I feel like.
But when you go to certain places like Kunema Mama Bow, like down there on the other side of Samora, they're cool with it.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you see Owens with Vist just jumping in,
which is that's true.
Not supposed to be on, I feel.
Yeah, and I think it also just contributes to why we then turn up, why we then party, why we go to the club. I feel like just if we then know or at least set club etiquette, that helps with, you know, just knowing why we turn up. And I feel like it just creates a system and allows us to maintain even our own, you know, things like a power and a vibe and, you know, a whole culture. Because it has to start from somewhere. You got to know how to act and why you're there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be this other person when you're not quite too, like, you know, you need to respect other people as you respect yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I found some do's and don'ts.
Okay.
Google is your friend. So, here's some do's that I found interesting.
Okay.
Hanzi, ladies, do wear heels. Men do not wear sneakers. I'm not saying that women do not look good in flats or that men do not look good in sneakers. What I'm saying is that most of the time clubs have a strict dress code. Always better come prepared than to be sent back home and change your shoes. And that's always a vibe kill. Like, when you get to the club, I know, like, when I'm with my friends who are guys and they're wearing sweatpants, we wanted to go to Pablo's, but now they're like, no, she, because the swimmers are like, but nigga, like, why didn't you just dress fucking prepared though? You know what I mean?
But so, you wanna wait, just to cut you in, you wanna hear a funny story? Mm-hmm. I remember this time last year, we went to Maestro, right? Mm-hmm. They've got a dress code, smart casual, right? Mm-hmm. This dude jumped in with like a semi-formal type of thing. I feel like at times certain dress codes kind of limit you to your vibe in a club.
I guess.
So dude started dancing and the vocal kicked in. So when he's getting up, the pants
ripped. Wait, we were together.
Exactly. So now
he literally just went like,
I mean, you had the dress code on point, but now your pants.
And that killed the vibe because now people wanted to fight.
Yeah, because it was just the bouncers were now like, dude, you can't be like in here like this. Because
he was down to chill like that with
pants he's got.
Nice dripping day.
Dude had to wear some jeans, alcohol, you know?
What makes you do things? And then there's ladies. What happened? Okay. Ladies, bring the essentials only. If you are like me, big bags are your weakness, but you have to know when to carry them. A clutch that carries your phone, money, ID, lipstick is enough. You can leave your makeup case and the trash we all carry around at home. And it's so funny. Like, I was reading these things and I was like, club etiquette goes down to those little things. And these are, okay, this is obviously from this guy's American. So obviously these are, you know, etiquette items that are derived from American club culture only.
Yeah.
Mostly, sorry. But like, I feel like it applies as well. Like, it's these little things that we ignore that, you know, can create or break, you know, our bowel culture. It's crazy.
You don't want to be chucked out of a club for something that is small.
You know,
something
what I'm
that
saying?
you could have, you know,
you could have
put proper attention.
You know what
to.
I'm saying? And then there's this one. Do wear perfume or cologne on your night out. Amen. It's sexy, confident, and most of all courteous to people around you who are going to be sharing personal. Bless up. I feel like, listen, please, in life. Okay, if you don't want to bath, face off. Do it for the people that are going to be around you. Like, please. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all. You're just on yenga footing. You're all like, bamguru. Like,
go bath first.
You know what I'm saying? And then there's, don't wear sunglasses. It's after midnight. You are indoors. The lights are practically off. You look ridiculous. Stop it.
hey.
But listen, you know a nigga's high.
Exactly.
When they're wearing shades of the club. But I guess it does bring off a certain intimidation, maybe sometimes. Auntie Nandre, you look drunk straight up.
I feel like, what are you trying to hide? Everybody in the club is sloshed. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you trying to hide? Everybody is high and faded.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you trying to be bougie for?
Mm-hmm. Then there's some do's and don'ts for men that I have here. Our brothers, I hope you are listening now. Hanzi, do politely attempt to chat with a cute girl that catches your eye. Keyword, that catches, that keyword, that catches your eye. If the eye is not catching, do not attempt. Period. Thanks. Hey, there's no if, there's no buts. Don't assume that because a girl is at a club, she wants to meet someone. Girls enjoy dancing, going out with friends, grabbing a girl on the dance floor to show interest is a no-no. Please, tap water. I wish I could put higher volume when I read this out. please do not assume. Assumption is not your friend. Huh? And then do offer to walk a girl to the restroom. I don't know. Or to her car. We are all adults, but it's a nice gesture in regards to caring about her safety. I know.
Really?
I know,
Jay,
you
are. Really?
I know, right?
Hey, we all know that story. We all know that story is going to end differently. If that happens, I'm just speaking for myself.
Guys. Take it. And I, you know, whilst I was also, you know, looking at the net and these things, yeah, it's very interesting what you find on the internet. So Rick, I came across this and I want to ask your opinion, okay?
Yeah.
Reality is that many people do not know how to behave in nightclubs, especially guys, yeah? Problems in nightclubs are almost inevitably caused by men. What do you think about that?
I'm not going to dispute that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to dispute that because I feel like if I do, I'm setting myself up for backlash.
So I mean,
I'm just going to say,
you already know, nigga. What?
It's all right. It's all right. But it's true, though. It's true, though.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like us dudes, when we get drunk, I don't know. It's like we can't control ourselves. We just feel like there's just a bunch of testosterone happening. Mm-hmm. People just want to start fights.
Mm.
It all starts with, dude, you stepped on my J's. You stepped on my shoe. Why are you looking at my girl like that?
You stepped on my J's.
I'm like, why are you looking at my girl like that? It's the club. She looking at me. What you mean?
Why am I looking at you? What you mean, nigga? I like that. What you mean? What you mean, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your some of your club etiquette rules? Like, what do you personally, what do you think? Should be or is a club etiquette rule.
Yeah, don't slap girls' ass.
Amen.
I mean, it's not your property.
Glory.
I just feel like it's...
You're getting a whole lot of DMs right now by that statement. You don't even know.
I feel like it's very invasive to just touch people without their consent. I just feel violated personally.
That's true.
Even if a girl does that, I know there's this misconception that guys, all they want to do is just, you know, fuck and have girls all over. But I just feel like sometimes it's not always the case. I just feel, for me personally, I feel violated if that happens.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it has to be a mutual thing.
Mm.
Then two, I feel like there's no need for you to be screaming every 2 seconds you see your friend from 5 years ago. I mean, if you guys were cool like that, you'll be together. I feel like, you know how it is when people see each other.
I mean, I'm kind of like one of those people with my bitches. So I'm just trying to think how to respond to you right now. Because, I mean, as much as I get that sometimes it can be overdone. No pun intended, you know, it's a bit far.
Yeah.
But when I see my bitch, I'm a twerk right smack in the middle of the road. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. But at the same time, I do get you. I feel like it does go. Listen, that's how I lost my phone the other time. Some nigga, this guy had it. He was saying hi to his friend and then they jumped on each other, rolled each other on the floor. Now my phone disappear. So I feel what you mean.
Also, I feel like stop annoying the DJ.
Mm.
you know, I've been like a DJ in that scene whereby people come every 2 seconds.
Auntie, don't be a pest on this article I was reading.
I just feel
and I know
like
DJ Blake would definitely be so happy to have something to say about this right now, because he's always posting about that shit. Shout out to you, DJ Blake. And like, he's always like, listen, don't be the one requesting all the time. Like, don't be a nag.
It's okay to request, but yeah, dude,
I got a job
in the dude's face, because
I have
his
my setup
job is not to please you. If you feel like you need that song played, go to your car or put on some headsets. Have that.
Don't give me stress. Don't give me stress.
Also, I think there's also the thing to do with what you call this. Don't ask people for smoke. Don't ask random people for smoke. What? You don't know what they put in that shit.
Okay, Ray, you. Oh, I hate
wait,
it when you come.
Wait,
with this
no. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Sometimes, listen.
No.
Sometimes I'm just desperate.
No.
For
what I mean
a pool
is this.
I just need exactly that weed. Okay, so if I smell that shit, I'm gonna trace where it's coming from, and I'm gonna ask you for some. Obviously, like, I feel like Shumi is actually make type of nongo tari, and you
don't
see,
take
this
it too personal.
Shady.
This is what I mean.
I'm
like, you
saying,
ask
man
for a smoke, yeah, it's dope. Mm. 5 minutes later, you come back. 10 minutes later, you come back. I mean, basically, I'm now your blessed.
Do people actually do that?
Yeah. I know dudes who do that. Like, if it was a girl, I'm okay with that. But if it's a man,
respect yourself. No.
Like,
okay,
how you were saying that, you know, most fights start with guys. I remember this time I was with my boys, and this guy just came to our section, just grabbed my homie's box of cigarettes and just opened it.
What?
A cigarette. I'm like,
what the fuck, though?
Dude, you asked for a cigarette 5 minutes ago. Now you feel like we are
you can
cool
come
like
take
that
a whole
exactly
box and nah,
that's
bruv.
Just not
nah
on, you know? So for me, that's like, I mean,
those are your like, yeah. I think for me, it's fighting. Wait a minute. You know what? I don't know if you need to go for anger, club management. Listen, once you start fighting, people need to understand the power of energy.
Yeah.
When there's an energy in a certain vibe, in a certain room, and in a certain place, anything that you do to disrupt that energy is very contagious.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
So me just watching you guys fight can even just turn me off, and I'm like, dagenda kumba. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bruh, can we please? I know sometimes, you know, some situations, anger gets the best of you and you're just provoked like this, but I feel like, can we try and like just know when, especially if it's between couples? I said this in the last episode. Please, anyway, like, contain your domestic issue. Well, you deal with each other when you're on your own. If you need to talk about it, then get out. Take each other outside. Monitor name, you panze. Do the damn thing. We do the damn thing. Nah, I'm shank. So, like, I think there's that for me. And what else? Yeah, those whole unnecessary grabbing. Like, listen, bruh.
I've heard a whole lot of girls, women, you know, tell me the same thing, that it's just annoying. You know?
It's. Do you know what? It already, it puts you off. Like, now already you've got that feminine, you know, protectiveness that's just switched on. Now you're not even, it fucks with your comfort, it fucks with your vibe. Now you just don't know what the next thing, nigga who's passing by behind you is thinking and what he's gonna do. Do you know what I mean? Like, now you're not really free to just have a fucking good time and not worry about who's gonna come dance behind me, who's gonna try touch my ass. Do you know what I mean? And now we always have to play cops for each other with my girls. You know what I'm saying? We always have to look out for each other, push away the guys, you know, but like, it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? So that for me, like, it's just unnecessary grabbing, guys. Can we just let this shit go? And what else? I think for me, those are my like my main items.
Yeah. So,
and like at the door, don't try and flex on the bouncer and
exactly
try and listen. You need to be smart with the enter, because also that puts me off, you know. Once we're having complications at the door, and you know, especially if they're niggas who you've come with, now you're stuck at that door too. And then you want to be calling us hoes, but do you know what's going to happen? I'm going to look for the next nigga who I see in the line who I know, and I'm going to be like, yo, this is what's up. And he's going to be like, baby girl, come through, because he wasn't trying to get that. No, I'm saying. So don't put me in a situation where I'm going to have to look for another nigga. Like, stop trying to flex by the door, nigga. Like, if you want to bribe or whatever, you know those niggas all about respect. Don't go damn dada, you know what I'm saying? You know, put your, at that moment, put him, make him feel like he's at a higher level than you. Because, but for real, that moment, that's what he is.
Yeah.
He can easily, you bounce you. And once you get bounced, which means probably good zoga, which I told him, zombo kwanza zoga, that club again.
Problem is, niggas be trying to be Johnny Bravo.
Nah, guys. Like, sometimes, God, it's not always about your fucking ego.
Yeah.
Please. And now with that said and done, the trumpet coming up.
Let's get it.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go.
The trumpets, they go. Ooh. Okay, those are some high notes right there. But yo, welcome to the trumpet. Today's topic, the difference between a pub. The difference between a pub, a nightclub, and a lounge.
Yes.
Okay,
please.
I feel like I feel like we had to talk about this is because I feel like
you feel like we need to school you, Nick.
First of all, because you're a couple of kids in these social damn scenes. But nah, like I just feel like there's such a gap in our social scenes, in our, you know, nightlife and everything. And I just feel like one of the reasons is because we don't know how to maintain a certain vibe, also because we don't know what it really is, what the vibe is meant to be like, and that they are different type. You can't treat a lounge like a nightclub.
Yeah.
You can't treat a nightclub like a pub. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like we need to, so we know kuti kind of the nightclub. Nightclub, it's A, B, C, D, and D, G.
Yeah.
Therefore, it requires 1, 2, 3. You know what I mean? And yeah, I feel like also it just goes along with what we're talking about during the buzz. It also then just helps you know how to act, how to dress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, what do you, okay, what do you think you know the differences?
Could you give me
a definition.
My own understanding. I'll start with the pub. I feel like the pub is basically, for me, it's that spot where you go chill with your friends. You want to just grab a beer.
Okay.
Want to watch a game. Could be soccer, could be rugby.
Okay.
There isn't much music.
Okay.
There isn't much space to even dance. So like music, if music is playing, it's
like more like background.
It's more like an ambient sound that's happening in the background, because 9 times out of 10, it's the convos that you're hearing. You're hearing people talk, dialogues and stuff like that.
So can we, safe to say, maybe just it's a network zone?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I've been to pubs with my boys, maybe after work, after hours, just catching up and just checking up on each other, seeing what's been happening, you know.
Okay. So, and a nightclub?
A nightclub is pretty much, I feel like this is, it's similar to a pub, but the only difference is you've got bigger bars, you've got a dance floor, you've got loud music, because I feel like the main idea of a club is for people to have a good time, to, you know, be free.
Gotta make that ass work.
Most clubs, you've got even a VIP section
where you
have bottle service. I've seen in some countries where you can even have escorts.
Something we should see. Something we don't have, and something that we don't understand, actually takes a club a long way.
There's a whole lot that we don't have.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. And okay, and a lounge?
Lounge is more vibey. Like, you've got a whole lot of, the vibe there is like couches. It's more just chilling. It's like, in the lounge you can even grab something to eat, I feel. There is music, but there isn't much emphasis on the dancing, like the club. But it's definitely, a better vibe than the pub. Okay. Basically, I feel like that's how I see.
Okay. Well, I will be happy to tell you that Google, so what to say, agrees with you. Because I think these would best describe how I would describe them.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's, I know we're looking at three main ones, which is pub, lounge, and nightclub.
Yeah.
But there are two extra definitions of a bar and a disco. Okay, so...
Before you even engage in this, is there still a reference as disco
in this
day and age?
Well, okay, let's listen to the definition and then let's try to figure out if it's still existing. Okay. So a bar is a place or a counter licensed and stocked to sell alcohol. Basically.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Pub, a public house where drinks may be bought or served. Mostly they will have finger food, in certain cases entertainment like sport pubs, theme pubs, pool table, etc. Yeah. So I feel like more or less a pub and a bar, you know, kind of fambirana.
Yeah.
Okay, then a lounge, same like pub, only more couches, more cocktails and relaxing background music. One word, comfort.
Definitely cocktails.
Tallies with exactly what you were saying.
Yeah.
And generally a lounge, when you think of a lounge, you think of comfort. So it makes sense. Then disco. And the disco or disco the... Okay, I don't know how to pronounce this. And I'm not even going to try. So disco.
Okay.
Cool. I'm assuming it's a French term for disco as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, is a place to dance. Has mostly... all the above plus good place to get your date here or find a date here. Hey, can we just do a young recap about Final 11 the club? Hey, quiet. I'm going to read this again. Nah, pull up. Anzi disco. Before you even interject, Ray.
Okay, I'm going to allow you to finish.
Disco is a place to dance. Huh? Mm. Has mostly all the above plus good place to get your... I repeat, pull up. A good place to get your date here or find a date here.
Let me burst your bubble.
I feel like I know how you're gonna
find a date. This was my same argument. I was saying you can't find love, but you can find someone you fancy, someone you like, which is like a date.
But you can't deny that there's connection between finding a date and finding love at the club.
Of course. My whole thing is love is a bigger word. Love means a whole lot
Okay. That's not today's discussion. Okay. But I just had to put it out there. Okay. So that's the disco. All
right.
I would like to... Okay, let me read our club, the club definition, but I'd like to think disco club, same as a group. Okay. A club is a private house, a licensed premises for which membership is required to enter. So I feel like the way we treat a nightclub in this country is probably very... Yeah.
Wait.
I mean, I have more details, definitions.
From what you've just said, and from the knowledge that you know that you're still gonna dish out, I need to know this. Your honest opinion.
Okay.
Do you think we have a single club in Zim? Okay, in Harare. I don't know about other towns.
Yeah,
other
apparently
cities.
Blues nightlife is way popping than ours, but Harare. Okay, using the definitions here? Or like just now after that we've, you know, put these down and everything.
Name a club in Harare that is open, not clubs that have shut down.
I hate to say this, but Pablo's.
I feel like Pablo's is not a club.
What would you put it under? How is it not a club though?
It's a lounge. The dance
floor.
But
it's a bit...
I'm going to say this. Let's take it back to... We had 1+1.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that was the only club at that time. Because of the dance floor. You feel me? Pablo's doesn't have a...
But that's what I'm...
Wait.
Okay.
Pablo doesn't have a dance floor. Too many couches.
Okay, can I say this? First of all, I feel
Wait, what's the difference between Pablo's and Maestro?
Oh.
Apart from the DJs. what is the difference?
Okay, there's not a major difference.
Exactly.
But it's like, listen. First of all, I feel that's what I'm trying to say. I feel like maybe we're kind of getting the definition of a nightclub all wrong. Because looking from what I read, like, okay, not just from this article, I was just browsing through Angle. And it seems like a club. Okay, then again, there were Angangakanzi nightclubs. Then there was just club. But generally, from what the vibe I was getting, or at least how they treated, you know, on the other side of the hemisphere, they treated it somewhere where you actually, it's, they cater for a certain social class, the higher social class, where you have a whole membership going on.
Yeah.
You know, you have a whole say to how that place even runs because you unichi une membership. It's kind of it's got an elite vibe. Of course, I feel like that's more for club, and I feel like for nightclub, that's where I was saying nightclub need to describe. I feel like that's where they're in the same WhatsApp group. Because listen to this, okay? This is a more detailed. Andy, clubs and discos are most a similar thing, only two distinct names. These settings, by and large, are a great deal greater than most bars. Sorry, offer VIP administrations, have a dancing floor. And acquire well-known entertainers to play the music for the night. It is a considerable measure louder and a great deal more stunning and contrasted with a bar. See what I was saying? See?
No, I get what you're saying.
Because
we're in Zimbabwe, we have to...
turn it down a notch. Yeah, I feel you. But I think... that's why I guess I said Pablo's.
Check what it says about Pablo's. This is their page. It says Pablo's Lounge. Say with me. But wow. I do get what you're saying.
Yeah.
To be honest, I do get what you're saying. To be fair enough, I feel like Pablo's is the only place that...
but do you know what's the sad thing about? They're not even the best, to be fair. They're the only, but they're not the best. We can have better. We can do better. They can do better. That's the honest truth, because this whole nonsense of them saying na 2 a.m. na 1 a.m. no charity, bawara varwa.
Wait,
what the fuck?
What time do you want the club to close?
Listen, a club is supposed to close 4 a.m. Unaza why plus one was popping. 5 na 4 a.m.
Nah.
Shoguti, even at 3, if you're, let's say you're doing club hopping, you can easily club hop. Because you know what I mean. Yes, fine. Okay. Unless you're saying you're a club like that, then we respect you like that.
Yeah.
But before, they never used to close at that time. That's also another thing what I'm saying. Kuti.
Wait, the thing is, sometimes I get what you're saying, but sometimes we as the mass, the public, we don't know the story behind it. Because you need to know...
With Pablo's, I feel like we know, Kuti, it won't... Because if you're really saying you're closed, why is inside still popping? And you see other people going behind the door, going in and out. Bruh, people are not stupid. Do you know what I mean? Those are moms with Pablo's, she doesn't want me to study. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I feel like they're not the best, to be fair. Like, they're the only ones that have maintained themselves, and I'll give them that. You know what I mean? And they also do... What kind of renovations?
Because they rebrand. They repackage.
Yeah, but as much as they're rebranding and they repack... And they, unfortunately, they're the only club that understands the concept of rebranding and repackaging. But at the same time, we cannot settle for Pablo's. I refuse as a Power Ranger.
Do you have an option?
Well, right, that's what I'm saying.
I don't have
an option.
So
but that's what I'm saying. Let's do something about it.
You're talking to the wrong person. Like I said, we need to bring Janine B. We need to find out why Sankai closed.
We do need to get Janine B. If anyone
but
can get
thing,
us Janine B.
But the funny thing is, I had heard rumors that they're planning on closing. Didn't know.
I knew personally that it was the Anguti. It wasn't a long lasting type of club setup.
Why?
Because first of all, didn't Janine B. Yes, it was a facade. I feel like we all know that. We all know it was a facade. Because Ugadauta somebody sees.
You can't tell us you went broke. That shit doesn't
Do you know what
sense.
I mean? Because if you look at the receipts, it's not even telling with even sometimes attendance. Yeah, the receipts that used to come out of the car. I'm just saying it was a whole facade and we all know it. So at the end of the day, I wasn't surprised. The fact that it closed. Not only because of that, the whole facade thing, but also because generally, culture yedu bhaka chede muno apana club inovurwa tikaita last.
Wait,
except
how long has Sankai been running?
I don't even think it's been running for a year, dog. Like, didn't it open like late last year?
Yeah,
it wasn't even a year, you know.
I think it opened.
And honestly, I don't like what you're saying. I don't believe this whole they went broke, like.
But the good news is, OnePlus One is reopening soon.
Is that true?
Rumor has it.
Don't hide me to drop me.
I've been at the place. I've seen renovations being.
Are they making it bigger, please, guys? Space is something we need to remember in our club.
No, that place has always been big, but you people were just a lot because that's the only club.
But that's
that
what I'm
popular.
Saying because you know Tarawanda, it automatically becomes small. I don't care if it was 900 acres.
Wait, what happened to... There was this joint that once opened, Club Qatar. What happened to it?
Apparently, you know, DJ Blake would actually be very perfect for that question because he used to play there. So, I don't know, but because I know a friend of mine, I went there, she was like, you know, a lot of people were like, it was a vibe. I think when it first started, it was a vibe, but I think it started to collapse as usual. We don't know how to maintain a vibe once we started. But, yeah. It wasn't a very big space, apparently.
Yeah, I heard that. But I still feel like it could have done
I feel
better
like it still can do
there
better.
There is that need to...
They still can do better. Like I'm saying, right now, there's been especially Unplugged, and you're so to see that whole big opportunity gap. So a lot can happen. But like, yeah, back to the topic. We always get so carried away. But yeah, I think automatically, because now we kind of know the difference between them, we now need to know how to treat each one with its differences because they're different, they have their own requirements and things like that. I think our problem here that I've noticed is that lounges then want to try and act like nightclubs. You listen, you can make it work if you're smart. But that's the thing. How many are smart? The only reason why Pablo's has been the only is because they're cheap, smart about it. Problem in the equity when you then are not smart, because I feel like that's what happened with Inaki's. Inaki's was now trying to make a lounge into a nightclub, but they failed in their transition or in attempting to do both. You feel?
Yeah.
And I feel like once that starts to happen, that's when vibe is killed. That's when clubs are closing and not lasting long.
And I feel like this whole thing of diluting your target market.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing. I feel like with Inyaki's, one of the things, not everybody's from Arast. Inyaki's was situated uptown, the north side of Samora.
Literally.
We all know that when it started, there was these bougie kids that were going there.
Yeah.
Right? The moment you start putting Marasta, it's a different vibe.
That's true.
So the people people that really come in with the rags stop coming through because they're used to listening to Drake or whatever, these urban artists. Now you making them listen to...
Listen, you can have like a themed night where you're saying tonight we're doing a Jamaican vibe or a dancehall vibe. I feel you. I definitely feel what you mean. But like, yeah, I feel like also, and also another thing in this country, I think muno ma pub ndoma bao. Doma, dizo.
Yeah.
Doma bawaga.
That's it.
Pub, you know, where it's mostly alcohol, sports, convo, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like then what then happens is because there's a lack in you know, supply for lounges and nightclub, people then are so desperate to look for something to chill, then they go to pubs and start trying to make a nightclub out of a pub.
True.
Now it's an overpacked place, you know, you have people, now it just becomes a very weird vibe, to be fair. And I feel like that's what was happening with Eclipse. I think Eclipse was a pub, not a nightclub.
Yeah.
Eclipse was a pub, not a nightclub. And now people were turning into It into a nightclub.
It just shows how much we are deprived of the
variety
in
that's the
in terms
the social
of the nightlife.
Scenes in
but
the
what
life.
What do you think can be done? I personally think the key to running. I haven't run a club before, but I just feel like from what I've seen
Listen,
happening
if
in
you
other
turn
countries.
Up, we love to turn up.
Yeah.
You half the time you know how to run.
So basically it's I feel like one, the clubs are stingy in terms of getting the talent that will entertain people. I liked I think it was our first episode mm-hmm. we're getting feedback from people mm-hmm. on how we can better the nightlife
mm-hmm.
and one person said if we can get entertainers, musicians to come do like
that was Basil.
Because I feel like we stuck in this place whereby at times I'm that person who's that conscious enough
mm-hmm.
some people don't when the liquor kicks in
mm-hmm.
I've been in places whereby 3 weeks straight mm-hmm. the DJ plays the same mix
to a point where you get to know
you know what song is gonna go after. I mean,
respect yourself.
Why are you getting paid? Don't be that lazy.
Yeah,
you know,
that is some
paying money to come.
See, that's some club etiquette from the DJ as well. Like, respect us and respect your own title as a DJ.
I'm not gonna name drop though. But I feel like that's one.
Yeah.
Two. Rebranding. I've seen it work magic in SA, in Namibia. Clubs rebrand. It might be the same ownership, but to people, it.
You put a different look to it and a different vibe to it, it feels different.
Yeah.
And it attracts a whole different type of energy. So, definitely. I feel like we did a good job, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Putting the different. You know, meanings and details.
Just in closing, what's your take? What you think we need to do to make the whole situation better? Make the whole nightlife meaningful?
Like I said, I know. I think, you know, once we know the different type of events and setups we can have for nightlife, I think now is just a matter of getting together, getting the right... You need to be ready to, you need to be very open-minded. You need to get your finance in check so that you don't get to a situation where you're popping, then you close down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make a realistic budget for yourself. Don't try to do too much at first. You know, start small. Because at the end of the day, people will always be hungry for something, especially now, especially us as Zimbabweans. We all know that there's a gap. So start small. And trust me, people will come through. People will... I know from experience, like I told you on the last episode, the first event we went, listen, people come through. Just target your market right. Market it well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like that's just what needs to happen. And just being more open-minded to how people even outside do it, you know.
True.
Bring new things to it. Don't try to do too much, but know how to spice it up.
Do research. Do research. That's why the internet is there. Do research.
Do research. I think that's very important. So yeah, guys, we have a special mix for us. We'll be hearing more mixes actually from DJ Blake,
our resident DJ.
Resident DJ to the Hangover Show. Okay, so stay tuned for that. Enjoy it. Bounce to it. Get your dancing shoes ready. I'm your girl Lala, the best you've ever had. You know where to find me on Lala Machonisa Instagram. Hit me up. Email me, guys, even. Like, do the things that need to be done.
Hit me up, your boy Yerop. That's Y-E-R-O-R-P. I'm on every social media page that you
possibly
think of. Even on LinkedIn.
He's cute, too, so he's nice to look at.
Stop.
So, yeah, you can find DJ Blake on SoundCloud. It's SoundCloud DJ Blake. That's where you can find his mixes. Check him out, y'all. Now ready.
X-rated meltdown of the Bauer culture.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, felt the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand. She love bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod.
shot, two shot, three shot, four. After 9 minutes, she come back for more. She took out the shoes and pound the dance floor. Then she start to broke out like a sword. Then she approach me just like a cure. Me know that she like me tonight, me a sword. She sexy, she beautiful, and she pure. Tell her you me a door, so wind up on my body, girl. Wind up like a carnival. Tell me love the way you wind for me. Girl, the wine is so emotional, so wind up.
Call them there. Hey!
If you got a fat, get your hands up. bring it back.
If you got a bad back, get your hands up.
Back it up like yes, yes. Back it up like yes, yes. Back it up like yes, yes. Back it up like yes, yes.
If you want it, you can have it, but don't take me for granted. So much, so much, so much things I did not say. I'm from Portmore, that's in JA. We can do it on that beach there.
Back shot, somehow you got extra, forget me not. When it's sweet, you, what you say? See me baby, everything crisp. My good love make you turn and twist.
She a ball of boys when a freaker. Brag on her boys, they be doing the most. If I look at his friend, he'll be gripping the toes. So I took him to the crib to kill him with it. Put my legs behind my head, I hit the ceiling with it. When I put it in his mouth, I couldn't believe it. He looked me in my eyes and said he wanna breed it. Pasa, pasa, you ain't got no wins in me, casa. Big fat pussy, Mufasa. Hit up Green Acres, hit up King's Plaza. Some of them said I'm gully, some of them said I'm Gaza.
Ano muti nzenza, si moyo muti, ashimo senza. Amarume nakato ida nzenza iyo ya. Torara mira nzenza iyo. Niyo ino ita ndigo senza iyo ya. Tero munga ti nzenza iyo.
Hanzi mukazi arambiro gurwe Hano ngora mbiro ufambi As long as she's faithful and lovely I know mumbunza ndi hani Oh now ya nzenza cause she's sexy Or maybe you don't like her she's fancy That's why makumuza ubenzi Yangwa di benzi ndirangu Please let her talk as she wanna Dress as she wanna Yangwa kafamba ka dress her like Rihanna Let her smoke marijuana Drinks kokiana
Amarume nangato ida nzenza iyo iyo